Yeah. And Professor Collins been over to the temple when this was some man came, Ted Patrick. He came to Toronto last year. I think we told you about it. And he took one of our devotees and deprogrammed her. And there was big publicity in the paper for an entire week. So Professor O'Connell came forward and spoke on behalf of our movement, saying that he felt that it was a bona fide system of Vaishnavism. And he came to the temple and assisted us. Yes.
What made me hard working in the ICT? Next, he saw me in the government, but to be done to me. I think Boston also.
Yes.
Yes. He's interested in Vaishnava.
Yes, he wrote his thesis on Chaitanya Vaishnavism.
He has got his doctorate?
Yes. He's bringing one other professor with him. I can't remember his name. He's rather important. He just got a post at Oxford University. It has been granted from Oxford. They've asked him to come from Toronto to there. So he'll also be with Professor O'Connell.
Professor Shiva Ram from McMaster University.
I think I saw you
before this.
Mr. Jyotsana,
Mrs. Jyotsana,
this is
my wife.
Mr. Mukherjee, you are also a teacher here.
No, I'm a student.
They are all from Bengal.
Potatria. I'm
from
Banaras. Banaras. Company? And Delhi. Thai. দিল্লি
কোথায়
আমি দিন কত ছিলাম ওখানে
আচ্ছা আমি প্রায় 5 বছর হলো বাইরে আছি একবার মধ্যে গিয়েছিলাম
আমার এক গুরু হয় I was talking just now about his motor car race.
Yes. This breakneck civilization. Just like dog, they're very, very busy. If you watch a dog, sometimes you'll see he's running here, running there, running here, running there. But no credit. Similarly, the modern scientists, they're running, running, running. Very busy, but simply passionate. They have no
conclusion. Well, you are talking of these cars.
Yes,
the dog is running on legs, and they are running on cars. So, actually, what is the difference? This is advancement of civilization. The dog is running for nothing. Here and there, on legs, and human being is running on nice car. Does it mean there is advance in civilization? If we keep the human being like cats and dogs, without any advancement of knowledge, the cats and dogs they cannot accept any advanced knowledge. That is not possible. Similarly, if human society kept in darkness without any advanced knowledge, without any knowledge of the aim of life, and without any knowledge what is the meaning of human life, then remain as cats and dogs. So as cats and dogs, if they practice to run here and there, either on legs or on car, is that advancement of civilization?
Swami, there was a news item in the paper last year, some research scholars at Jesuit University performed some experiments, and then they said that Krishna consciousness people lose initiative for doing things. They don't fight the battle of life. It takes away the initiative from them.
No, that's
it. It was published in papers.
It is misunderstanding. We are actually struggling for achievement of the highest goal of life. Otherwise, why you are writing so many books? It is for the human being, and they are being accepted. It is not for the cats and dogs. This Bhagavatam is not meant for the cats and dogs. So, Vidya Bhagavatavadhi, the beginning, it is said, Dharma prodhita kaita vatra paramanin vasalanang satang vastava vastu veda matra. Atta samad bhagavatam vastava vastu veda. What is actual life? So we are struggling to give people what is actual life. Krishna comes down to teach us what is actual life. Yada yada hi dharmasya glani bhavati vaha. When people become cats and dogs, dharmasya glani. Dharmasya glani means cats and dogs. Because in the cats and dog society there is no question of dharma. They simply jump over and enjoy life, eat, drink, be merry, enjoy eating, sleeping, sex, and defense, that's all. So if human life is also trained up in a polished way, the same principle, then where is the difference between cats and dogs? Dog is thinking, I am this body, hound, greyhound. And barking, oh, oh. Similarly, if we remain like that, the bodily concept of life, that I am this body, I am Indian, I am American, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, then where is the difference between dog and horse? The human life is meant for understanding that I am neither Hindu nor Muslim nor American nor Indian. Aham Brahmasmi. That is the beginning of life. Athata Brahma Jigyasa. And what is Brahma? Then life begins. The cats and dogs, they cannot think that I am not this body. I am spirit soul. That is the beginning of Bhagavad Gita. Man, Arjuna was thinking in the bodily concept of life. My family, my brother, and so on, so on. So he declined to fight. So
Professor O'Connell is my favorite too.
Yes.
So Kathleen.
Hare Krishna. Take this. I saw you last in London, I think.
We did, at your
walk to the
suburban place.
Yes.
We were out for a morning walk, But you got up ahead of us, so Pradyumna and I did not quite catch you, but we followed your trail.
Pradyumna was there.
Yes. My wife is with me. You probably remember Kathleen O'Connell. And Professor Mrs. Fendrick. Mrs. Fendrick teaches at Ryerson University of Toronto. Mary Jane Fendrick.
So if we keep the human society in darkness about the aim of life, that is not civilization. Mati vidu sartha gatin vishnu. I think you will understand sanskrit. Sartha gatin, the real self-interest is to go back to home, back to God. For that purpose, the human life is given by nature, is an opportunity in the cycle of birth and death. See, if we don't take advantage of this human form of life, when we can realize God and go back to home, back to God, then it is missing. Mate vidu sartha gatin hi vishnu durasayadi bahirathamani. They are enamored by the external energy of God, this material energy. And they are thinking that utilizing the material energy, the dog is running on his legs, and if he can run on motor car, that is advancement. The business is running. Without any purpose.
Is it not better to run than to stand still and sleep?
No, running is not stop, but running must be with some purpose, the aim of life. That they do not know. They're missing the aim of life.
I thought, Swamiji, Rajas is a better manifestation than Tamas.
No, you have to go above Rajasthama. Rajasthama means greediness and lust. Tato Rajasthama bhava kamalobha dvayaschati cheta eti anavidyam sthita satte prasivati. If you want peace and happiness, then you have to transcend the platform of Rajasthama and come to the platform of goodness. Then you have to transcend the goodness platform and come to the Vasudev platform, Krishna consciousness platform. This is progress. Tato Rajasthama Bhava Kama Lobha. Rajasthama means kama and lobha. Endless greediness and endless lusty desire. That will keep us within the category of material existence. Mura janmani janmani aprapama. Then we remain mura, life after life. That is not the aim of human life. Bhutta bhutta paliyata. You take one's type of body and struggle and again die and again accept another. Another type of body. There are 8,400,000 different types of body. This is going on. Tatha dehantara prapti. Find out this verse. Dehi nasmin jatha dehe kaumaram jahubanan jana. Tatha dehantara prapti dhira sattanam. This is the beginning of spiritual education. On has to learn it, that I'm not this body, I'm within this body, and I'm transmigrating from one body to another. That means repetition of birth, death, old age and disease. This is the main problem of life. So human life means to make a solution of this problem. Not to be entangled with this problem again and again.
The question is, one must be able to see it as a problem. People don't see it as a problem.
Therefore, Krishna says, here is your problem. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha dosanu darshanam. Find out this word. This is knowledge. Advancement of knowledge means one must be able to see that what are the actual problems. Just like the scientists, the philosophers, they are trying to solve so many problems. But first of all, fix up what is the problem. Temporary problem to make a solution, that is going on. But actual problem is this. Na annate annamane sarire. The soul is not destroyed. Na jayate na mriyati va kadachit at any time. So one should be very prudent to see that if I have no birth and no death, then what is this nonsense, birth and death? That is knowledge. Why I am dying? Why there is birth problem? Why there is a death problem? And as soon as there is birth problem, there is disease problem, there is old age problem. Therefore Krishna says, what is the janma mrityu jara vyadhi?
In the list of items of knowledge, perception of the evil of birth, death, old age and disease.
Yes. And the cure, medicine, is also given. Tatta deham punarjanma naiti. If you become Krishna conscious, then everyone has to give up this body. But a person who is in thorough knowledge of Krishna, then he, after giving up this body, he does not accept any more material. Takta deham punarjanma. Find out these words.
One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode.
Yes. This is the solution. Therefore, our only business should be to understand Krishna. That is what Krishna is. And that makes the solution. Takta deham punarjanma. Because our propaganda is how to understand Krishna. And this yoga, Krishna consciousness, yoga, simply thinking of Krishna and try to understand Krishna. That is explained. Maya saptamana prartha yogam junjun madasvara asam sayam samagrangamam jathagya sushi tatsya. Without any doubt. And if you asam sayam samagrangamam, if you understand Krishna, then tatva deham punarjanma naiti mami. We are therefore requesting everyone, study Bhagavad Gita as it is. Don't interpret. Then don't screw out your concocted meaning. Then your life is gone. Every politician, every scholar, everyone is trying to screw out some meaning. That is the disease. But we say, we are begging people that you read Bhagavad Gita as it is and try to understand. Very simple thing. We haven't got to become very learned scholar. Our business is to go to you and request you, please read Bhagavad Gita as it is. Don't try to interpret it. That is our duty. Very simple. Because Bhagavad Gita, the instruction is there. And we haven't got to manufacture anything. But as a peon, we carry only. Please read it as it is. Or we try to explain as it is. And where is the explanation? Everything is clear. The beginning is dharma khetre, kuru khetre, samabhita, judutsava. Mamaka Pandava Swaiva Kima Purvatasa. Sanjay is asking, Dhritarashtra is asking Sanjay that my sons and my brother's son, both of them assembled together for fighting, then what did they do? And they assembled in the Dharma Khetra Kurukhetra. That place is still there, Kurukhetra. You have been in India. And the Kurukshetra station is there, and people are still going by thousands to Kurukshetra as a dharma khetra. So where is the difficulty to understand the meaning of these two words, dharma khetra, Kurukshetra? Why we should interpret? Kurukshetra means this, dharma khetra means this. Why? Mislead others and mislead himself.
They must be understood literally, you say.
Yes. Why not? Suppose you have got some philosophy. So you can explain your philosophy different. Why should you take Bhagavad Gita and explain your philosophy? Is it honesty?
All our acharyas have been doing it.
No acharya. All lower class people. No acharya. Ramanucharya, Madhvacharya. Nimbarka, Pijar, Acharya, Sankara, Acharya, Chaitanya, they never did. Outsiders who did not care for the authority of the Acharya, they did. Otherwise, never. The Acharya Sampradaya, they never did. Acharya Van Purusha Veda, Acharya Upasanam, that is bona fide process. Acharya Upasanam, Amanittam Adhambittam, Acharya Upasanam, this is the process of knowledge. Evam Parampara Praptam, Imam Raja Chayogi, this is Acharya. Acharya will never interpret in that. You see, Ramana Acharya's contempt has a comment on Bhagavad Gita. Nothing changed. But in every slope, he has given evidence from the Vedas, from the Upanishad. Acharya will never say.
In the list of items of knowledge, approaching a bona fide spiritual master, Acharya Upasana.
This is Acharya.
Swamiji, you think bhakti is the solution to the problem of the world today?
Yes. That is your natural position. You are protector and God is protector. That's a fact. You cannot live even for a moment without protection from God. So that is your position. That is explained by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jiver Sarupai Nitya Krishna Das. I have read it in Chaitanya Chaitamita. You have read Chaitanya Chaitamita?
Yes.
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, he immediately gives the definition and position of the living entity. Jiver Sarupai Nitya Krishna Das. So Sanatana Goswami asked him, people glorify me that I am very learned scholar. Gramma vyavahare kahaye pandit. You understand Bengali? Gramma vyavahare kahaye pandit. Satya garimani. Mind is never earth. They call me pandit. And I accept, yes, I am a pandit. But I am such a pandit. Apunar hitahit kichunanjan. I do not know what is my aim of life and what is good for me. I am such a pandit. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu answered, Kiyami kano mori jape tapatroy. Apani kaho prabhu kise hithoy. So the mistake is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately pointed out that you are learned, of course, there is no doubt. But you are submitting yourself for the others. He said that your question that, who am I? Who am I? So he said that you are servant of God. That is your real identity. Then he begins teaching. So our position is servant of God. Kirko jo bahunam vidudati kavam, nitya nityanam chetana chetananam. One's singular number, one plural number, chetan, eternal. The singular number chetan is the maintainer, and the plural number chetan is the maintained. So our position is maintained. Just like father maintains the children. That is natural. And children's duty is to remain obedient to the father. That's all. That is okay. Then the family is all right. Family means father, mother, and children. They are missing the children, they are saying, the mother, they are saying. And they are saying there is no father. This is modern civilization. How is that? The children are there, the mother is there. How is that there is no father? What is this conclusion? The sane man's conclusion is, if the children are there, the mother is there, there must be father. Without father, how mother can beget children? Is there any experience that without father and mother has given birth to children? The modern civilization is, mother is material nature, and we are all sons, born in the womb of the material nature. So who is the father? That inquiry is lacking. But there is father, undoubtedly. And the answer is given by the Bhagavad Gita. Sarva Jivani Sukhantya, end of the Gita. Sambhavanti Murtha, Tasang Mahajjani Brahma, Aham Bija Padatta, Bija Aham Sarva Bhuta.
It should be understood that all species of life, O son of Kunti, are made possible by birth in this material nature, and that I am the seed to meet Father.
Yes, sir. And that is the root cause of all problems, that we are missing the Father. He is maintainer, godless. Is it possible that the mother gives birth to a child without father? Is there any experience in the history of the world? The mother has given birth to a child without connection with the father. They say, we have not seen father. That does not mean there is no father. A child may not have seen his father. There are many children, but that doesn't mean that he has no father. There must be father. And so, if there is father, no father, how will you know it? Suppose you have not seen. You ask the mother, Mother, am I born without father? Mother said, no, you have got your father. Or she can show, here is your father. So you cannot understand the father by your research work. You have to take the knowledge from the mother authority. There is no other way. You cannot make any experiment or research knowledge to his father. That is not possible. You will never understand his father. You have to take the authority of the Vedas to understand what is God or what is the Supreme God. And here in the Bhagavad Gita, the Supreme Father personally is coming and teaching you, I am the Father. So what is the objection to accept it? All the acharyas have accepted, as you spoke of the acharyas. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has accepted. So what is my objection? That means I am defying all the acharyas. All the Vedas say, Krishnasu Bhagavan Sahib. Iti chansapala pungsa krishnasu bhagavan sa ishara parama krishna satchidananda vigra. And this is supported by the acharya.
Could you speak a bit about the proper attitude of a child towards the father? Is it one of fear, respect, love?
Love. Basically, some love. Father loves the child, natural. The child also naturally loves the father. This is natural relationship. Father works all day and night for maintaining the children, family, and if the child, out of love, takes his lozenges and offers to the father, father, it is very nice you take. The father will be very glad. Oh, yes, yes, I take. The father does not require the lozenges. But out of love, the small child offering a little lozenges, the father is very glad. Oh, this child loves me. The Krishna says, Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam Jumi Bhaktya Prajacchati Tadhaṁ Asrāmi. This is relationship. Even the poorest man, he can offer to Krishna a little flower, little fruit. And Krishna says, yes, if it is offered with love, I accept it. That is relationship. What Krishna has got to do with little flower and little fruit. But he accepts. Tadhaṁ asnāmi. He said, Bhakti Apuritam, because he has brought it with love and devotion, I accept it. If the Supreme Father accepts from you something, then your life is successful.
The human children often play with their fathers. Is playfulness a proper attitude for
them? No, that is not playful. That is real love. That's like father sometimes becomes a horse and the child rides over and father enjoys. There's a story about Prime Minister Gladstone. He was Prime Minister, so many people come to him, so one man came, and the doorman said, he's now busy, wait. So he was waiting for 1 hour, then he became impatient. He wanted to see what this gentleman is doing. And he saw that he has become a horse, and his grandchild is driving him. So why the Prime Minister has become a horse to take back his grandchild on the back and enjoy? Is it a horse? This is out of love. Enjoy, but not wasting time. The other visitors are waiting. This is love. So that revive that natural life is the opportunity in human life. We have distributed our love in so many material things. Therefore, Krishna comes and directly speaks that we withdraw all this nonsense activity. Sarvadharman parikrita. Mameka, try to love me, then you will like it. This is last verse. Personally requested that why you are rotting in this material world of birth and death and manufacturing so many ways of life. You give up all this nonsense. Then surrender to me, you will. This is natural. Sabai pungsang parodhar, yato bhakti radhukkati, ahituki apratihata, jenatma samprasidati. That is first-class system of religion, which teaches the followers how to love God. Yato bhakti radhukkati. What kind of love? Ahituki apratihata. Without any motive and without any impediment. Then he will be pleased. Jena-atma samprasida. Then he will be happy. So we are after happiness, peacefulness. This is the only way. Bhoktaram jagatam sam sarva-lupa maheshanam sridam sarva-bhutanam gyatya-mam shanti-vichya. The teachings are there, the process is there, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is practical demonstration of the teaching. That is detected by Rupa Goswami. Namo Mahavadana, Krishna Prema Pradhan. So we require Krishna Prema, love of God. So you are so munificent that you are giving Krishna Prema. Krishna, you are Krishna, we understand. That you are Krishna, you are personally giving Krishna prema. Namo Mahavadanaya, Krishna prema pradaya. Krishnaya, Krishna Chaitanya Namini, Gaurati say Namo. Sarva Bhattacharya also said like that. vairagya vidya nija bhakti yogam sikkhatam eka purusha pura. Kripam vidyasa Sri Krishna Chaitanya sarira dhara kripam vidya samaham prapadde. So Krishna comes himself to teach what is God and what is the relationship with God. And people still mistakes. Therefore he comes as devotee, how to teach people how to approach Krishna. And these things are there. That is Krishna consciousness movement. To understand Krishna through Chaitanya. Other is very difficult. Manishanam Sahasresu, Kaschit Jadakishi. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has specially appeared to give Krishna. Therefore, if we go through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we understand Krishna very quickly. And as soon as we understand Krishna, we become liberated. Taktadeham punartati, oh, solution of all.
Swamiji, do you know Professor
Bimal
Motilal came in for your discourse?
Motilal, Kolkata, apnar sei family naki? Haan,
Bovajire
Motilal. Motilal Kanjilal naki?
Motilal.
Kise business? Hongo
business.
Achha. Oh, Bovajire ekta Motilal family ache. Kolkata thi kal apnader shob. That is the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Bharat Bhumite Manusha Janma Haila Ja Janma Sartha Kari Karo Paro. These things are unknown in the Western countries. So anyone who has taken birth in India, Bharatvarsha, they should make his, one should make his life perfect by assimilating all these sastras and preach the resultant action to the outsiders. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So you Indians, you are here, you assimilate the teachings of Gita, Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and Chaitanya Charitamrita, and help these people. That is India.
Swamiji, would you say something about the place of women?
There is no distinction between man and woman. That is clearly said in the Bhagavad Gita. Manghipata Bapasitya Jeepisu Pabajana Sriya Sudha Tathabhus. The first is mentioned Sriya. Sriya Sudra Tathabhusya. These classes are understood to be less intelligent. Woman, Sudra and the Vaishyas. But Krishna says no, even for them it is open. Because in the spiritual platform, there is no such distinction. Man, woman, or black, white, or big or small. No. Everyone is spirit soul. Pandita samadarsha. Vidyaminaya sampanne brahmani gavihastini suniti to sapakita. Pandita, one who is actually learned, he is samadarsha. He does not make any distinction. But so far our material body is concerned, there must be some distinction for keeping the society in order.
The women could become
one. Oh yes. Chetujanti Parangati not only come, he can also attain the perfection. There is no such restriction. Krishna said.
Do you have any pundits in the Western
movement? There are so many Western women girls in our society there, chanting, dancing, taking to sadhus. Many. Of course, because superficially, bodily, there is some distinction, so we keep women separately from them. That's all. Otherwise, the rights are the same.
Possible, Swamiji, for a woman to be a guru in the line of disciplic succession?
Yes. Jahnava Devi was. Nityananda's wife. She became. If she is able to go to the highest perfection of life, why it is not possible to become guru? But not so many. Actually, one will attain the perfection. She can become guru. Man or woman, unless one has attained the perfection, Jai Krishna Tattvavita Sei Guru. The qualification of guru is that he must be fully cognizant of the science of Krishna. Then he or she can become guru. Jai Krishna Tattvavit, Sei Guru. Not a material word. Is it any private science that a woman cannot become professor? If she is qualified, she can become professor. What is wrong there? She must be qualified. That is the purpose. Similarly, if the woman understands Krishna consciousness perfectly, she can become guru.
To understand Krishna consciousness, do you not require an adhikari?
Adhikari means he must agree to understand. That is adhikari. But you do not agree, that is our fault.
Is this agreement due to learning, or how does it?
No. Krishna says, Sarvadharman, Puritajamanaka, you surrender, you become qualified. You agree, yes, I surrender, Krishna says. Then immediately become qualified. But that you do not do. Krishna is personally canvassing, but we are not exempt. What can be done? If I say with a bag of $1,000,000, take this bag, if you don't agree, then you remain poor man. But if you agree, yes, without any labor I'm getting the $1,000,000, all right. Krishna says, Bahunam Janmanavanti Jnanavan Mahang Prabhadati. To come to that Krishna consciousness rightly and surrender to Krishna, it takes many millions of birth. But if one is intelligent, if this is the ultimate goal, then one has to come to this point to surrender to Vasudeva. Why not do it immediately? That is intelligence. That is intelligence. Krishna is canvassing. One has to take millions of births to come to this point. And Krishna is personally promising, Aṅkva sarva pāpi bhamma khuśyā. Why not take advantage? That means you do not agree. If you agree, the result is immediate. Janati Manamu Ramanasimitosma. They are thinking, Krishna is also a human being like me. Why shall I send it to him? Then Mura, Abhijananti Manamu Rama. Then remain arrested. What can be done? We have got little independence because we are part and parcel of Krishna. Krishna is full independent. But because we are part and parcel of Krishna, we have got little independence. So you can diffuse. It's not the question of canvassing. Sarvadhanman purtajya. We can diffuse. Why should I send the truth? That is our misfortune. But if we agree, you get the vision. Therefore, this Hare Krishna mantra, to agree Cheta Dharpanamana, because we have got so many nasty, dirty things within our heart, we cannot agree. But if we chant Hare Krishna, then we become clean, clean heart, and then agree. Those who are not agreeing, for them, it is recommended, Kirtaniya Sadahari. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Iva Kevalam, Kalona, Sivana, Sivana, Sivana. You chant Hare Krishna, because Krishna and Krishna's name is not different. By association of Krishna, you become purified. Then you understand, Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Samahat Pasha. You become the greatest Mahatma. Oh, Krishna is everything. Then you surrender. You have to surrender. Today or tomorrow, or many millions of births after, you have to do that. Otherwise, you will be troubled by the laws of material nature. Daivi jesa gunamai vamo maya virataya. Māmīva-japra-paddhānti-māyāmeda. So we have to come to that point. How to surrender to Krishna. That is nature's way, pulling by the earth. Come here, do this. Prakita-kṛyamānāni-gunai-garvānti. This will go on. As long as you are not agreeing to surrender to Krishna. And as soon as you surrender to Krishna, there is no infringement by Maya. Kibala and Motilaj. Huh? Happy to Sunday Bhoshnava family challenge. You understand Bengali? So the process is going on by the laws of nature to give us different types of trouble. Main trouble is Janma Mithu Jarabhad, it will go on, unless we surrender to Krishna. Better surrender in this life and be perfect. Then things are all right. What is the benefit of our so-called independence? If we declare that we are independent of the laws of nature, is it possible? Is it possible? Then where is your independence? Why are you declaring falsely independence? If you declare yourself independent of God, then you become dependent on Maya. Just like the criminals, they don't care for the laws of the government, they become under the laws of the prisoner. There is no question of independence. Either you remain free or in the prison house, you are under the laws of government. So why falsely declaring independence and don't care for the God, outlaws? That is called Maya, false prestige, which is not possible.
Swamiji, you came to New York, I believe, in 1965.
Yes.
Can you remember some of your first impressions of North American society when you came here? Did you feel it was right for Krishna consciousness at that time?
No. I'm not very much hopeful. That I wrote one poetry that Krishna, why you have brought me in this country, what can I do? I shall convince them, how they will understand the philosophy. So, but because you have brought me here, must be there is some purpose. So like, you make me dance as you like. That poetry in Boston, Commodore Fire on the sea, I came by sea. So I wrote that poetry. I do not know what for I have come here, why Krishna has brought me here. As soon as I shall say that there is no illicit sex, no meat eating, no drinking, no gambling, they'll say, we go home, don't talk. I knew this. Still he attempted. But these boys kindly accepted. I never made any compromise. I say these are the first conditions to become Krishna conscious. No illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling. Are you agree? They say yes, then come. If I would have made compromise, yes, whatever you like, I can do. No, I never did. Ask them, I never did. Some of them left because it is too difficult. The primary necessities of life are denied here. But this boy, they accepted. And therefore it is improving. They are young men, they have got all the desires for material enjoyment, but they have sacrificed everything. That is tapasya. Tapodibbang putra kajena suddheta sattya. If you want to purify your existence, then you must practice tapasya. Tapasya brahmacharyena jamena niyaya. That is tapasya. But beginning is brahmacharya. Therefore, according to the Vedic system, brahmacharya first. To teach how to become brahmacharya. Brahmacharya guru grihe. Vasandanta guru hitam. The children should be trained up in such a way that they will be able to control the senses and act only for the benefit of guru. That is brahmacharya. They have no personal interest. So they are collecting daily not less than 1 lakh of rupees, up to 5 lakhs. These boys. But their expenditure at my direction, not a single price they can spend in their own district. They are laboring hard to get this collection, but the money is mine. This is their interest. Now in Hyderabad they immediately require 2 lakhs. The money is there. They can take it, but they're asking by telegram my permission. I'll give them, but this is their interest. Guru Hitam, Brahmachari, Vasandanta, Guru Hitam. So, the prescription is there, the formula is there, the literature is there. If we take this culture then the whole human society will be happy. That is our mission.
Do you find, Swamiji, that the mood of the young people in North America is the same now as it was in 65, or has it changed?
That
are
you can see.
Still willing to join in the same way?
Yes, many young boys are joining daily.
Since we got the new building here, we have 12 new brahmacharis that you've been initiated.
But to accept this creed requires some big qualification. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says in the Chaitanya, Eirupe brahmanna bhramite kono bhagavan ji guru krishna kripaya paya bhakti lata bhi. Some selected fortunate person can accept. Kono bhagava, not everyone. Manushanam sahasyesu kachit jata disita, jata tama visidhyana, kachit beti maha. It is not very easy to accept Krishna as everything and surrender there. It is not so easy. But it is possible if one is fortunate. Kono bhagavan. But anyone can accept it. What is the difficulty? But they will not do it. Therefore, unfortunate. What is the difficulty? Krishna consciousness. Does Krishna say anything extraordinary? Is that which you cannot perform? Nothing. Manmana bhava madhakta madhyaji mang namaskar. Four things. Just think of me always, manmana. Just become my devotee. Worship me and offer your obeisances and four things. Very difficult. Anyone can think of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama. Where is the loss? Is there any loss? Is there any tax? If you chant Hare Krishna, just make an experiment and see the result. There is no loss, there is no tax, there is no botheration. Why don't you do it? Not at all difficult. If you compare with other system, this is the easiest. Chant Hare Krishna. The Goswami ji, Krishna Kirtana Gana Nattana Paro. They taught us how to do it. Krishna Kirtana Gana Nattana Paro. They are doing this. Chanting Hare Krishna and dancing. And the lover is coming. Prema Amrita Murniti. Dheera Dheera Jana Priya Priya Karo. Nirmasaro Pujita. Sri Chaitanya Kripa Bharo Bhumi Bhuva Bhara Vahantarako Bande Rupa Sanatana Hari Guru Sri Jiva Gopa. In the morning we have, always we have got Kirtan, in the morning especially. You can see how these boys dancing and chanting only Hare Krishna, how they are ecstatic. That is the difficulty. There is no difficulty. Chant, dance and take prasad. Susurukham kaptum abhayam. In the ninth chapter. Raja vidya raja. Susurukham kaptum abhayam. To execute this Krishna consciousness, business is very, very palatable and happy. And whatever you do, abhyam, that is your permanent asset.
This knowledge is the king of education.
It's our seed.
Raja vidya, raja guhyam.
Pavitram,
idam uttam. Pratyakshavagavam dharmyam, susukam
kartumam. Pratyakshavagavam dharma. You can directly understand whether you are going forward. These boys, they are educated, they are coming from rich family, at least rich nation. They are not fools and themselves. Unless they feel pratyakham avagavam, how they can stick? Just like you are hungry, you are eating. Unless you feel that you are eating, yes, I am getting strength, I am satisfying my appetite, then you can go on eating. It is like that. Pratyakham avagam dharma. You don't require to get certificate from others that I am eating, whether I am satisfied. You will feel. You don't require to take certificate from others. If you are actually eating, the result you will feel. That is pratyakham avagam dharma. Other process, you do not know whether you are actually making progress or not. You are simply going to the ritualistic ceremony. But whether you are actually going forward, that you cannot understand. But you take to Krishna consciousness, you will understand directly, yes, I am making progress. What I was and what I am now. Everyone will take that life history. Is direct. Pratyakham avagavam. Asamsayam, samagravam, yathagyasyasi tatshim. These things are asamsayam. There is no doubt. At that process, you have doubt. This man says he is God. Whether he is God? But when real God says, then there will be no doubt. Asamsaya. So, give them prasad. Take little prasad. Thank you very much for all that. So, we are trying our best. So, if you kindly cooperate with us, we'll get more encouragement. People will be more many people.
You have a guru tour in Texas?
Yes.
Is there any chance of having a guru tour in Canada?
Why not? We can study.
Nice city.
Yes. Gurukul means to teach them a way of life, that's all. Brahmachari, Guru Grihe, Basan, Danta. How to control senses? They first business. Danta. Santa Danta. Peaceful and controlling.
Swamiji, if somebody is in the movement for several years and feels that he's not making progress and leaves, is he looked upon as a sinner, enemy? How do the devotees feel about
not
that?
Just like in college, school, some students making rapid progress, some of them are little slow. That does not mean that he should be rejected. He should be given chance. But if he follows the regulative principle, there is no chance of falling back. The regulative principle is that you refrain from these activities, illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication and gambling, and chant reading, that's all. That will make it perfect. Very easy. We don't say no sex, we say illicit sex. So if you want sex, you become a gentleman, marry and live like a gentleman. Why illicit sex? There are many grihastha devotees, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's direct associate, Nityananda, he has a grihastha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself has a grihastha. He married twice, first wife died, he married second wife. So grihastha is not rejected. Simply, it is not that simply sannyasis will go back to home. No, everyone can go. Siya sudra tatha avashya. They can go also. But one must be Krishna conscious. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's recommendation is that you remain in your place. Don't try to change it artificially. But be Krishna conscious. That is it. And that is also very easy. How to become Krishna conscious? Read Bhagavad Gita as it is, you become Krishna. At home or out of home. Doesn't matter. Sthāne-sthitā-sthitikatāna-tanuvāgamano-bhi. You remain in your situation, place, and sthitikatāna-tanuvā, hear, just lend your ear, oral reception of the words of Krishna. So that day will come, Krishna, who is ajita, you can conquer. Ajito vijitopasi. Nobody can conquer Krishna, but by this method one can conquer Krishna.
Swamiji, would you know whether people who join the movement in their older years are more likely to stay on than those who join when they are younger?
Not necessarily. Younger, older, you know. There's no restriction.
It doesn't appeal more to the younger ones than to the older people?
No. Any education, if you take young, youth time, that is easy. For old man, it is difficult, but he has to take so many years to forget what he has learned. That is difficult. Young man, they are easily receptive. Old man thinks, why shall I give up my present understanding? That is it. But if he gives up and takes to it, sarva-dharmān parityajya, if he takes to it, then immediately win. In a moment. This flat is for me.
Yes.
No, it is present. At least I shall see. It is for you. Take it.
No, it's for you.
No. She said it's for you.
I thought you had placed it on your table.
Nice. I am no teeth, no appetite.
Jajjad Acharati is Shrestha. If the professor chants Hare Krishna, naturally the students will do that. Jajjad Acharati is Shrestha. Tatta Deva Itare Jana. Less important person also follow. If the professor is chanting, the student will immediately follow. You can do better service. If I go, I request them, they will not do it. But as soon as they say, my professor is doing, all right, immediately.
You have such devotion that among your students and the master, you don't see much of it. We had a graduation ceremony today down at the university. I just went up from it. Are you going to send any of your students to the university to get their doctoral studies so that they can teach in other universities? We'd be delighted if some would come this way.
One boy, Garuda Das, is going to study in the University of Chicago for his PhD in Sanskrit.
Good.
The real education is life. The Gurukul means it is a way of life training. It is said that Brahmachari Gurukule Basan Danta. This is the way of life. How to learn controlling the senses? Nowadays we have got school, colleges, universities, but this method is not there. How to become Danta? The method is different. That you can do whatever you like. You simply attend class. That is not the way of life. This is tapasya. Tapasya brahmacharyena samena dhamena tyagena satta shauchabhyam jamena niyamena. This is tapasya. And this can be done kichit kivalaya bhaktya vasudeva parayana agham dhunnanti kasnena niharam iva bhaskara. All these things, tapasya can be executed simply by learning devotional service. Then everything is there. Kichit kivalaya bhaktya. So we are describing these things in our books. These books are made textbooks. I think in some of the colleges they are making textbooks, our books. In Germany, in Humboldt University, there is a university of the name Humboldt.
East Berlin.
They have taken some of our books for textbooks.
There's a German gentleman, Walter Eidlitz, who wrote in German A Life of Sri Chaitanya some years ago. Did he ever meet you by any chance, Walter Eidlitz? He spent some time in Vrindavan during the Second War, became a Vaishnava devotee, I believe, and then wrote this lengthy German Life of Chaitanya. I don't think it's translated yet.
There is one, my god brother also, Viparatna, Sadananda. He came to India in 1935, Gaudiya Mata. And my Guru Maharaj first initiated him with Harinam. Two gentlemen came, one Han Sulje, another born Sandhya. But later on they left. The Sulje was my intimate friend.
one of your godbrothers was in Toronto about this time last year. Swami Bhakti Hriday Gaur Maharaj from Vrindavan was passing through Toronto. Your devotees came over to the house and were very courteous to him. Invited him back to the temple, and he was very pleased.
Yes, I wrote him, get off your address.
That's right.
I invited him to Hawaii, but by that time he left.
His plans were called.
Do you attach any significance to the fact that this temple is formerly a Christian church?
There are many Christian churches who have converted temple. They sell for want of customers. And we purchase, we increase customers. But customers of the same place, that is the beauty. These customers, they are not brought from India. But formerly they are not coming here. Now they are coming in crowd. In Los Angeles, we purchased. You had been in Los Angeles? No. Now we have got a regular colony. About 1 dozen big houses. So that was a church. Nobody was coming. They sold to us. Now it is all as crowded. These chairs, they are not going to sell us. But under circumstances it came to us. We wanted to purchase it, but the proprietor will not sell to us. They were charging very big price. So we are prepared. Still, he will not agree. Now we have purchased less price. What is the history?
Well, the previous owners didn't want to sell to the Krishna consciousness movement. They said they'd prefer to burn it down. But when the Indian gentleman, who was a prominent businessman in Toronto, purchased it in trust, saying that he was representing some social, Indian social group, so he purchased it in trust. And then the chairman of the committee of trustees who were in charge of selling the church noticed some tilak on Bishop Colonel's face. He had a hat on, so the seeker would show him. He saw it was Hare Krishna. He became very disturbed. He said, "Oh no, the Hare Krishna's."
Yeah. They are not very favorable to the Hare Krishna movement.
How long did it take for Swamiji to write the 17 volumes translation of Charitamrita?
It can be finished, but I have to look after this management. That is the difficult.
Is asking about the Chaitanya Charitamrita?
I just never finished.
How long
did it take?
Oh, it took 1 year and 6 months.
When usually you write?
I write in the night.
Night?
Yeah.
And dictate?
I get up at 12:30. I go to bed at 10:30, and I get up at 12:30. Then I finish my chanting, if there is any balance, and then I begin dictating. And in the morning, they take it and type it. So this dictaphone is always with me, wherever I go. So my writing book is not stopped. Maybe few pages, but something is there daily. Little drops of water, where's the stone? In that way we have come to so many books. I have 54 books, books are already published. And besides the small booklets. And how many we have published? Bhagavatam? 22?
20 volumes and 2 more in print now.
Therefore 22. So I am expecting 60 volumes. Volumes of 400 pages. The biggest canto is the 10th canto. I have already published the 10th canto, summarized Krishna. But in detail, it will take at least 20 volumes.
Almost as big as the rest of the book.
Eh?
10th is almost as big as the rest of the book.
Yes. There are 90th chapters. 90 chapters. All other cantos, at most 30 chapters. But 10th canto is 90 chapters. That is Krishna's face, Krishna's beautiful face. Everyone is attracted by the smiling face of Krishna.
Is there any other Bhashya other than Baladeva Bhashya?
No, many Bhashya.
Or Gaudiya? No.
Other Acharyas. Ramanucharya, Madhvacharya, then Vallabhacharya, then our Gaudiya Bhasa, Vidya Goswami, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, and Radharaman Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami.
Is there a plan to translate into English these things?
Eh?
Is there any plan to translate Jiva Goswami?
Jiva Bhasya? No, I am taking help from all these Goswamis and giving a summary. Are you bored?
That's how it is.
That green book. Comment, I find Vishwanatha Chakravarti and B. Raghavacha. Then Ramanujana Sampradaya. B. Raghavacha.
Adhanik.
Huh?
Adhanik
Bhashya. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It is not Adhanik. It was written at least 200, 300 years ago. Adhanik, who is scared? Who cares for Bhagavad? Technology, hammer. Kata, kata, kata. Nobody is now interested in philosophy or English literature. The professors say, So read the names of the commentator, any chapter you want. Who are? Sridhar Swami.
In Vamshidhara Kita Bhavata Deepika Prakasha. Shri Ganga Sahaya Pranita Anvitata Prakashika. Srimad Veera Raghava Acharya Bhagavata Chandrika. Srimad Vijay Dvaja Theatre Rachita Parvatnavali. Srimad Jiva Goswami Kramasandarpa. Vishwanath Chakravarti Kritha Saratha Darshani. Srimad Shukadeva Kritha Siddhanta Pradeep. Goswami Shri Girida Lal Gita Bala Prabodhini.
That is Balavaja.
Shri Bhagavad Prasad Acharya Pranita Bhakta Manoranjani.
All the acharyas, their disciples succession, they have written their comments. Only Shankaracharya has nothing. He's impersonalist. He could not. Although the present generation of Shankaracharya, they are living by reciting Bhagavata and making Kadastha. This is going on.
They advocate
Advaita
in Bhagavata also.
There is one Akhandananda Swami in Vrindavan.
Karpatri
also. Huh? Karpatri also. There is Krishna, Kri means this, Snow means this.
In Ramanuja Sampradaya, Bhagavata is not cited, quoted. Madhva quotes. Madhva for Madhva, Bhagavata is important. But Ramanuja does not quote from Bhagavata in Sri Vashya.
Oh, Ramanuja. Here is Ramanuja. Be Raghavacharya, here is Ramanuja.
Yeah, of course, but that is later. And I am talking about the great Ramanuja Acharya. Sri Vashya. Sri Vaishnava.
No, Bhagavata is accepted as Vaishnavanam Priya. Any Vaishnava, Bhagavata. They write comment or not comment. Formally, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not write any. That doesn't mean he was not accepting. That is not. But his disciple wrote, disciple succeeded. Comment or not comment, that doesn't mean. It is a dear master. Just like in our Gaudiya Vaishnava, there was no comment on the Vedanta Sutra. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommended, and in the Bhagavata also, in every chapter, Brahma Sutra's Bhasa. Just end any of chapter. At the end of chapter.
Here it doesn't have.
Huh?
Here it doesn't have a Gaudiya edition of course.
No.
In the chapter that Shri Srimad Bhagavate Mahapurani Paramahamsang Sankhitaya Mahamasandhya.
Paramahamsa Sankhitaya. Brahma Sutra Bhasa is not there.
No, only
Gaudiya Vaishnava. So, it is actually Bhasa Brahma Sutra. It is stated. This is the real commentary on Brahma Sutra by Vyasadeva himself, author. Vyasadeva is the author of Brahma Sutra, and he has written personally under the instruction of his guru, Narada Muni. This is Brahma Sutra Bhasa, and it begins with the Brahma Sutra aphorism, Janma Adasya Jataha. the Brahma Sutra begins with this word. Janmanta, Pathata Brahma Jigyasa, Janmanta Sajataha. So these things are explained, elaborate. So therefore Brahma Sutra Bhasa it is. Bhasa and Brahma Sutra. Vedartha Parivrindhita. So therefore, in our Gaudiya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not write any Bhasa, the Brahma Sutra, neither the Goswamis, because they took it that Srimad Bhagavatam is the real Bhasa, Brahma Sutra. But when sometimes the Gaudiya Vaishnavas are challenged that you cannot be accepted as bona fide community, spiritual community, because you have no Bhasa, Brahma Sutra, then Balabhadev Vidyabhushan wrote Govinda Bhasa. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not write or ask his disciples to write, because he thought this is the Gaudiya Brahma Sutra Bhasa, not Gaudiya, for every Vaishnava. Bhasa and Brahma Sutra, so we have got now Gaudiya Vedanta Bhasa. Ramanuja Vedanta Bhasa is there. Madhat Madhvacharya Vedanta Bhasa is there. All. But Gaudiya had not. But since this challenge was made in Jaipur, then Baladev Vidyabhushan, he took. Yes, yes. And he finished the Gaudiya Bhasa. This is called Govinda Bhasa. Actually, in India, unless one follows the Acharya and has given commentary on the Brahma Sutra, he is not a bona fide. Nayaprastha. Brahma Sutra is called Nayaprastha. Shrutiprastha, Shrutiprastha, Nayaprastha. So, any bona fide acharya must give his understanding about these three prasthas. Now my request is that you take up this movement. It is actually a great contribution to the human society. Yad yad acharati shrestha, those who are leaders of the society, if they take it, it is easily understood and easily distributed. So there is no question of sectarian thought. It is the necessity of the human society to understand God. The other day in Detroit, two fathers which came to see me, I also requested that we require a set of first-class men that is not there at the present moment. There is no head. They are thinking simply arms want defense and fight also. Everyone is thinking simply arms wanted. That what they will do is the arms, fight between themselves. So one Asura was given 1,000 hands by Lord Shiva. But he could not find any enemy. So he was fighting with hills and mountains and making him smashed. So he came to Lord Shiva, said, "You have given me 1,000 hands, but there is no enemy for me. I cannot fight." Oh, Shiva said, "Yes, you just wait for the day when your enemy will come. He will smash you into pieces." So we are simply equipping with arms and finding out to whom we fight. That is going on. So everyone is manufacturing the atomic weapon. So there must be some fight so that all the nations will be ruined.